Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday. It's opening day. For me, it's the first day of spring. It's like September 1st is the first day of fall. Like NFL season starts. Yeah, I know. We can get caught up in the calendar. College football, tailgating. Oh, by the way, tailgate moonshine next week. Around this time, we'll have the new batch, Azalea Tailgate Moonshine. Trust me, it tastes great. We'll give you more of the information coming up next week there. 877-3DP Show. Operator Tyler is standing by to take your phone calls, emails, tweets, and we'll get to those. Change our poll question, I think, for hour two. In case you missed Chris Mannix, the senior writer for Sports Illustrated, he says the team that will win the Western Conference this year, the LA Lakers. Yeah. Now, he had rationale here. This isn't one of those, I'm going to troll you and, hey, I'm going to bring up the Lakers here. And, of course, that's how you get clicks. He said, no, this is the reason why. And you start to look at the West. Are you scared of anybody? Now, Phoenix would make me nervous. Scared, strong word. Sacramento, wonderful story. Great offensively, terrible defensively. Made the playoffs. First time since 06. Denver scare you? Memphis scare you? Golden State would scare me. Who else is going to scare you? The Lakers do. Because I think the Lakers, as much as Rob Pelinka was ripped, whatever word you want, criticized for some of the moves they made or didn't make moves on, he made good moves here. These are all, you know, quality players. That's why I never wanted Russell Westbrook. Because that's not what you needed. You didn't need a three-headed monster here. You needed Anthony Davis and LeBron James. You needed AD to play like the Greek freak. And there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to do that on a nightly basis. But that's a story for another time. You knew what you were going to get out of LeBron. You'll play hard. He got hurt. He's back. But you do have a nucleus there. You have some depth. You have role players there. If you're healthy. But it feels like we're a quad injury away from the Lakers season going south with Anthony Davis. When he plays, there are times when I watch and I go, why not every night? And all I care about is, how are you going to be in the playoffs? And, you know, he has fluke injuries. But he can't play back-to-back, hasn't played back-to-back during the season. But in the playoffs, I got to have him, got to be available here. But they're a really good team. Are they the best team in the West? I think they're getting closer. I don't think they are yet. I would still, if you said they're going to play Phoenix, if Durant's healthy, I would like Phoenix. Golden State, I hate to bet against Steph Curry, but I'm really betting against some of his teammates, not Steph Curry, because I just don't know if they can put it all together and be consistent. Memphis feels like a mess. Denver, man, they could be out in the first round. Sacramento, a lot of fun. Absolutely, positively, no defense. But they're young, and it's a great story. Mike Brown, probably the coach of the year. Have no problem with that. But it kind of surprised me a little bit that Mannix was all in on the Lakers, because he's not somebody who, you know, brings up the Lakers to bring up the Lakers. He didn't go out of his way to do that. Yes, Marv.
I'm with you there. And definitely the Kings, they got, what, 30 nationally televised games next season. No,
they don't.
If they win a round, they're going to be real dangerous going into the season after.
Yeah, okay.
48 regular season.
Yeah, every game is going to be prime time with the Kings.
Lakers, yeah, Kings, yeah, exactly. Knicks, yeah. Warriors.
Yeah, Paulie.
I'm thinking about jumping on your Oklahoma City Thunder before it gets too far down the hill. The kid Jalen Williams is kind of breaking out. Josh Giddey, you love, kind of all-purpose guy.
Yes.
SGA.
Now, I will say this.
Chet Holmgren.
Cleveland was my team last year. Sacramento this year. OKC is next year.
I'd like to be in.
Just letting you know. If you want to come on board, fine.
Beautiful.
You know?
They've got 17 first-round draft picks in the next 2 minutes.
They do. They have a interesting team, young team, and then Chet Holmgren coming back next year. But it's, you know, there's some interesting storylines going into the NBA. Into the NBA playoffs here. Yes, Todd?
Do you think the Thunder hold off the Mavericks and Jazz for that 10th spot?
Well, the Mavs look like a mess watching last night. And the Jazz were overachieving. Oklahoma City, you know, these are young players. They play hard. And, you know, sometimes you don't know better. But Utah, you overachieved. Dallas, it's just not working. And I... As Chris Mannix said last hour, it feels like they panicked. Like, we got to get another guy with Luka. That's not the guy that I would put with Luka. And if you would have re-signed Brunson, kept the other players, you have a really good team. All you need is, you know, somebody who could be a rim protector. Because Luka doesn't play defense at all. And he doesn't.
I know. It's funny to verbalize, though.
Okay.
You know, because when you're watching it, it's a fact.
Yes.
He just runs around and then waits for the ball to get to him.
He, I think, is the worst transition defender in the NBA. I know he's paid to do other things, but you got to, you know, I'm going to try a little bit.
It's too bad they couldn't sub him out like a line shift in hockey. Like, as they're flowing back down the court, he just goes to the bench.
Yeah, he's only going to be there on the offense. Well, remember Iowa women's basketball used to be, you had women who were at one end and at the other end. So you'd have three on three at one end and then three on three at the other end.
Each baskets?
Yes, crazy like that. Yeah, Paul.
Your Thunder, oh my gosh, this is nuts. The Oklahoma City Thunder future draft picks, in the 2023 draft, they have two first-rounders. In the 24 draft, they have four first-round draft picks, including not good teams like Utah and Houston, their draft picks. 2025, they have four first-round draft picks. 2026, they have three.
Yeah, unbelievable. By the way, Drew Holiday had 51 for the Bucks, so that's the 24th game we've had at least a 50-point score. And in the same game, Giannis went for 38, 17, and 12, and he did so with plenty of time left in the third quarter. Let's see, anything else in here? Kings blow out the Blazers. Dame Lillard ought to be in a great mood when we talk to him tomorrow. Hey, how about that? You lost by 40 to the Sacramento Kings, Dame. So that ends a 16-year postseason drought for the Sacramento Kings. All right, Seton, poll question for hour two. By the way, Paulie has a good idea, dumb idea.
I think good idea, dumb idea is actually going to be our poll question for hour two.
Okay.
Based off of Paulie's possibly good, possibly bad idea.
All right, Paulie. This is from the makers of good idea, dumb idea from yesterday's show, and they're bringing it back. So, Paulie, good idea, dumb idea.
I'm going to preface this by saying when I was a freshman in high school, myself and a few friends skipped school with permission. Like, we called in sick, but we actually told the reason was to go to Cubs opening day. And the principal, who I saw, who was a nun, by the way, pulled me aside the next day and said she appreciated me being honest to say why I was being out of school. Mm-hmm. My mom actually wrote me a note. Mm-hmm. That said, if I were the superintendent of a small town outside of any major city, I would put a thing in there where if you go with a parent to a Major League Baseball home opener and you bring back the ticket, you get a day off school with nothing on your record. It's an approved day off school. So like I would announce it. I know I would catch a lot of heat from non-sports fans and maybe from the school board. But if I'm the superintendent, I think I'm the boss. I would say, hey, for opening day this year, if I'm outside Kansas City, if I'm in Overland Park, I'm like, if you take your son or daughter, mom or dad, to opening day, bring the ticket in, it's a approved day off of school. Your thoughts?
I would say dumb idea. Because you know what I would do? I would have somebody go to the game, get ticket stubs, and then sell those ticket stubs to students who didn't go to the game but skipped school and went out and partied. That's what I would do. But I'm an entrepreneur.
How do you think that would go over? Like an email blast was sent to the entire parent community from the superintendent?
I don't think that would go over.
Seems like a great thing.
Well, yeah, I would love to have done it.
Right.
My parents would never let that happen. I wouldn't have. I went. I didn't tell them. I'd just be like, hey, going out for lunch. And then you go to the Reds opening day.
Hello, scholars. Spring is here. You know what that means. Time for baseball.
Time to skip school.
I think you'd be the coolest superintendent in 10 counties.
Yes, Todd.
Well, you can tell the kids, hey, go have a good time. Do what you want to do. There may or may not be a surprise quiz tomorrow. I'm still teaching. Whether there's one kid here, 20 kids here, you go. You want to take the day off and decide that this is some kind of holiday. But
who
when you come back
about
tomorrow.
A quiz?
That's some real teacher's pet stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how about a pop quiz?
Yeah, maybe an exam.
You would have been the guy to raise his hand and go, wait, I thought we were having a pop quiz today.
Can we get some more homework? What's going on here?
Yeah.
I
think
we had homework.
I went to the game. I didn't see anyone from class there.
Oh. Marvin, your thoughts on good idea, dumb idea?
No, it's a dumb idea.
Okay.
Marv, we're going to be honest now?
Good idea, dumb idea.
I think kids would love it.
Yeah, they would.
That's the point.
Of course, no, the kids also love chocolate cake.
It's about parents.
I would have more chocolate cake in school.
By the way, I have the over-under on the total runs that are going to be scored today. Everybody in baseball. Okay? What do we have? 16 games?
I think 16 games.
16 games.
15.
15 games. Thank you, Todd. All right. Over-under. DraftKings has the total runs that will be scored today by the 30 teams. Seton O'Connor.
42.5.
42.5. Dumb idea. Todd.
112.
112. Marvin.
98.5.
Paul.
119.
120.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
120.5.
That's a lot of runs.
Yes, it is. Well, you got 30 teams.
I'm going with the under.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay. Yes, you are. Way under. MVP. Odds on MVP this year. American League. Shohei Ohtani.
Okay. Match.
Who's second? Second MVP odds.
Shohei's translator.
Third. He's third on the list. Mike Trout.
Ooh, I was going to say Aaron Judge has got to be up.
He's third.
Dang.
You can't have two MVPs
and not make the playoffs. Not make the playoffs. Okay, here's something for you. Would you rather trade Shohei Ohtani and, you know, get a king's ransom for him and maybe make the playoffs after that down the road? Or would you rather not make the playoffs but still keep Shohei Ohtani in an Angels uniform? Yes, Tom?
I'm going to keep Ohtani. It's the only thing that keeps them even remotely relevant. And who's to say that you make that deal and it's going to guarantee you a deep playoff or World Series run? Ohtani is the Angels. The Angels are like non-existent without him.
Okay. Seton?
I think you're going to have to get rid of him.
Okay.
I think he's going to force his way.
You look at what Theo Epstein did with the Cubs. Traded away some veteran players. And he even said, look, it's going to take a couple of years. 2011, traded them all away, got a lot of draft picks. Now, here's the key. If I give you these draft picks, who's the one who's going to use those draft picks? And is that person or these people the reason why you've been so bad all these years? It's like the Cleveland Browns. Man, look at all the draft picks they've had. Well, they didn't do well with the draft picks that they had. Theo Epstein, great baseball mind. You know, what he did with Boston, what he did with Chicago. I feel a whole lot more confident if you said Theo Epstein was running the Angels, then I'd go, okay, he knows what he's doing here. Now, would you try to trade Mike Trout and keep Shohei Ohtani if you're the Angels? And I don't know the market for that with Mike Trout. But you can't have the two best odds for MVP and not make the playoffs. Yes, Marv.
Isn't there over under like 80 and a half or something like that?
82. They're going to be average.
Unbelievable.
They're going to be a little more than average. Yes, Seton.
Do you think Shohei finishes the season with the Angels?
Save it. I'm going to ask Jeff Passan that question coming up. By the way, Shohei Ohtani, the prohibitive favorite for MVP. Mike Trout, Aaron Judge. Ooh, fourth on the list. Got to be in the weeds in baseball to know this player. Wonderful talent. Wonderful young talent. Paul?
Ronald Acuna Jr.?
No, this is American League.
Oh, I thought it was NL.
Marv?
I'm blanking on this one.
Julio Rodriguez, Seattle. National League MVP. This guy's not even... I didn't think this guy signed his contract extension. This guy is the favorite. Marv?
Juan Soto?
Juan Soto. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Are they going to be able to afford... So you're going to have a couple of $300 million guys, and then you're going to have Soto, who's $400 million?
Possibly, I guess. You know who?
There's no way they could afford Shohei Ohtani.
But how great would that be?
It would be great.
No way?
Well,
or...
No way. The Angels would never let him go down to San. There is no way. And I said no way. Yes.
Man, doesn't it feel right, though? Doesn't it feel right?
No, it feels like he's going to look. He's going to be in a Dodger uniform. Yeah, Paul.
Well, baseball is different than football. All you need is an owner who doesn't care about profits. All you need is an owner like Golden State who says, I'll lose money, but I want to have my team. If the owner of the Padres says, I don't mind paying the luxury tax, he could do what he wants. Like the Mets owner right now is losing millions.
So Juan Soto, the odds-on favorite for the National League MVP. Anybody want to guess who's second? Second. This was a surprise. It's not Ronald Acuna Jr. III. It's not Mookie Betts. It's not Fernando Tatis Jr. III. If you said Trey Turner, you would be correct. Yeah, that would surprise me a little bit. All right, we got our poll question for hour two. We'll talk some baseball with Jeff Passan. Why is the Unicorn opening up his season in Oakland tonight? Shohei Ohtani should be on the main stage. We'll take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Talking to a friend of mine last night at dinner. And he goes, how are the PXGs treating you? I said, pretty good. He said, yeah, I've been watching. Looks like those are nice clubs. I said, yeah, I mean... I can help you get a fitting here, pxg.com, or call 844-PLAY-PXG, pxg.com. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period. And you'll go in there, and it's going to take you a couple hours. But it is, I mean, it's down to a science with them of analyzing your swing and what kind of clubs you need, what kind of shafts you need in there, the angle that you hit. I mean, everything. They've thought of everything, and you come out of there with – The new club head design, these are the Gen 6 clubs. They just came out a couple of weeks ago. and they are great. Faster materials, the technologies, third-party testing there. They got hundreds and hundreds of patents with their clubs, and they spare no expense. They make golf more fun. You know, schedule a fitting, see for yourself. PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG. PXG.com, nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We've been talking about some of the odds. Major League Baseball, MVP American League, National League. Over under total runs today with all the games. 120.5. How about the odds to have the best regular season record in baseball? If you said the Astros, you'd be correct, even without Altuve for a little while. Then the Braves, Dodgers, Yankees, and the Mets. It's opening day. Jeff Passan's hair looks crisp. Maybe a little extra product in there. The baseball insider for ESPN. He'll be on Baseball Tonight pregame show tonight at 6 Eastern. It's baseball opening night. It'll be the Astros hosting the White Sox at 7 o'clock. Great to see you again, Jeff. Can you please help me understand why the Unicorn is opening the season on the road in Oakland instead of being showcased like he should be, Shohei Ohtani. National TV.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with your premise, other than maybe MLB wanted a no-hitter on opening day.
That's what I said. but I don't want it to be late at night no-hitter. We need Shohei Ohtani should be in primetime, given everything that's happened in baseball, or even make it an afternoon game. But
yeah,
people want to see him after what's happened, and you're not taking advantage of that. Why?
I don't have a good answer to that. Honestly, I don't think there is one. I agree. If there's any cajoling of the schedule that Major League Baseball should be doing, it's for the beginning of the season, and it should be tilted toward the stars. And having Shohei Ohtani open in New York would have been incredible. Having him pitch on opening day at Fenway Park would have been amazing. Or in Philadelphia against the defending National League champions, or we could go on and on and on about all the different things that could have been. I suppose I take solace in knowing that it's just one day. And I understand, like, it's a ceremonial one. It's a national holiday for those of us who love baseball. But because of the balanced schedule this year that has never been in place in the past, Ohtani's going to be playing everywhere this year. So he will have those games at Yankee Stadium, and he will have those games at Citi Field, and he will have those games in Boston that we're all desiring. It just won't be on this day that all of us are sitting here excited about what the next 186 days have to hold.
Is Ohtani on the Angels by the end of the year?
Oh, boy. See, when you ask that question, you're essentially asking me to make a prediction about how the Angels are going to do this year. And I do think the Angels are going to be an improved team. I don't know that they're going to be improved enough necessarily such that when August 1st, the trade deadline comes around, they don't sit there and say, we can get so much and secure our future for somebody who in all likelihood is going to be leaving at the end of this season. And that's that's the catch 22 for the Angels right now. They know that in order to have any shot at keeping Shohei Ohtani around, they need to win this year.
Yeah.
And they know that, I think they've probably felt that in the past, but I think they know it explicitly now after seeing him during the World Baseball Classic. I've been around Shohei Ohtani on and off for 5 years now that he's been over here. And there was a different version of him, Dan, at the WBC. The guy at the WBC was the team captain of Samurai Japan, a group of players who have gone and won Olympic gold medals and who played together all. They were the, one of only a handful of real teams as opposed to guys who have just gotten thrown together for the WBC. And seeing the utter joy on his face and the excitement of playing baseball that counts for him, like that really makes him care. He said after the semifinal game where they had the walk-off hit against Mexico, this is the most fun I've had playing baseball in a long time. And it's the most fun because he's been winning and he hasn't won at all in his time with the Angels. So, I this is dancing around your original question. If the Angels win, they will keep him and they will use that as a selling point to try and keep him from going to the Dodgers or the Mets or the Giants or the Yankees or the Mariners, the teams that seem to be the top suitors for him.
This is a team that finished 33 games out of first place last year. Vegas, DraftKings has them over under at 82.5 wins.
Yep.
Shohei Ohtani's got to look at Mike Trout and go, do I want this?
I think Mike Trout looks at Mike Trout and says, do I want this? and remember, Mike Trout's got the biggest contract in baseball history at $426.5 million. But Mike Trout also hasn't been to the playoffs since 2014.
Against Kansas City.
And,
yeah.
Yep. And in that playoff series, the Angels got swept. So Mike Trout is a decade plus Dan into his career and still has not won a playoff game. So these are, you know, these are fair questions to ask. And I don't anticipate Mike Trout asking out anytime soon. But man, if Shohei Ohtani were to leave, just what a punch to the gut that would be for this organization that frankly was given a gift in Ohtani coming over. I mean, there is no player in baseball history who has been as underpaid as he is relative to where he would be on the open market. And I think we're going to see that this offseason when his contract starts with the number 5 and potentially, like, this is wild to say, maybe even the number 6.
Yeah. Talking to Jeff Passan, ESPN Senior Baseball Insider. How good of a month was this for Major League Baseball?
Oh, my gosh. So let's go over the 3 high points to me. Number one, the WBC was awesome. I don't care who you root for. There's always something about when professional athletes play for their countries, whether it's the World Cup, the Olympics, that brings out something different in them, like a side of them that they may not have recognized. And part of that is being with a team of guys who are all stars and who are the best in their field. But part of it also is culture and heritage and that deep place that it holds inside of our souls. And so I saw a different sort of intensity in March, which you never see in baseball. It is the most lackadaisical, laid back, slow month on the calendar because you're just playing out the string until opening day. So to have those games in the WBC, I think a lot of people are going to be looking forward to the World Baseball Classic when it comes back in 2026. Today, you've got the pitch clock and the band shift and the bigger bases and the lack of pickoff moves that are going to fundamentally change baseball. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. It's not just the 25 minutes of game time that got shaved off during spring training. It's the fact that it's a brand of baseball that's a lot closer to what you saw in the 70s and 80s, where it's not going to be as intensely focused around the home run, where left-handers are still going to be able to hit singles to right field, where stolen bases, Dan, I think might double this year compared to last year, but really where it's moving at a place that you can't look down at your phone in between pitches without running the risk of missing one. And it's going to take a little while for fans, I think, to get used to, because it is an alarming, jarring change when you see it for the first time. But players have gotten used to it, and I think for the most part, they are very much on board with it. And then last night, the first minor league collective bargaining agreement. If we look back at history, minor league baseball players have been treated poorly for upwards of a century. Like, it's been a really, really long time that they have been paid poverty wages, that they've played in dilapidated stadiums, that they've been on buses that break down, that they've had to sleep 6 to a 2-bedroom apartment because they couldn't afford anymore. And the fact that they, within the last year, were able to create a union, become recognized by Major League Baseball, and hammer out a collective bargaining agreement that will more than double their salaries before opening day, provide housing, better food, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a seminal day in baseball history that and opening day with the pitch clock and the other new rules are all happening in these last 24 hours.
All right, briefly on these teams, the Astros season hinges on...
Who did I put? I wrote that a week and a half ago, so you need to remind me.
Altuve?
2 months. Honestly, the Astros are so good that their season doesn't necessarily hinge on anyone. Like, they have such depth. That was just a product, Dan, of the season hinging on a player from many other teams. I don't want to include the Astros. So,
okay, how about the Braves? Season hinges on.
Yeah, this is another one I don't remember. Clearly, this segment is going incredibly
well. You wrote this. You wrote it.
Dude, it was
words if you're expecting me with 120 different bits.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. How about
this? You know what? No. Todd Fritz, I'm calling you out. This is what Todd Fritz gets for not paying for ESPN Plus. I get an email last night. Hey, can you send me the text from this article? And I was like, wow, why do you want the text from that article, you cheap bastard? Pay for Plus.
Hey, I built the damn place. They should give it to me for free, Passan. Just keep that in mind. Talking hairdo, going in and taking a victory lap. I spent 18 years. I built the damn place. Don't you talk to Todd that way. And you got my hair back when I was there. Come on. I'm not going to put up with this. How about that, Todd?
Thanks for sticking up
Thank
for me.
Thank you. Then. All right.
I used to love Jeff.
Yeah.
See what he did? Threw me under the bus there.
I was going to ask you what the Dodgers season hinges on or the Yankees, but I don't want to stump you.
I'm left.
Okay. That's it. That's, passing picks on Fritzy, and then it's ball game. All right.
I deeply respect you standing up for your people in that matter. Okay. I do, however, just have to say my hair is better than yours was in your prime.
Oh, no.
Just
saying. Oh, wow. Easy, Paulie. No. I don't want you going to Bristol. I know where Passan is. No. It's good. He can say it.
Wow.
He can say it. Go ahead. I'm okay with that. I could refresh your memory.
This is a great final time on the Dan Patrick Show.
Yes, it is.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Todd, get Buster only on the phone if you can. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
Jeff, I'm all for self-confidence, and I love your work, but let's pump the brakes.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, yeah, it's probably true. But I just, after you coming back at me, I felt like some bravado was necessary.
You don't have to be Robin Ventura. I'm Nolan Ryan on the mound. You don't have to come out, Jeff. Stay there, and have some fun today. I know you will. And thank you again for all your contributions.
I always appreciate it. And Todd, I still like you. I love you, in fact. And Dan, thank you for having such great hair.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. That's Jeff Passan, ESPN Senior Baseball Insider. You can see that hair tonight on Baseball Tonight starting at 6 Eastern. It's opening night. It'll be the Astros and the White Sox at 7. Not inspiring. Astros, White Sox.
Well, very good teams. Sox were supposed to be better.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, I mean, there's one Ohtani.
Come on.
I like the they wanted a no-hitter on opening night.
No, but this is if the NBA had this, we would not have these kind of games.
What would be the equivalent of Astros, White Sox in the NBA?
Well, no, I'm looking at the Angels against Oakland. That'd be sending LeBron to Orlando. And even if you had all the Disney characters out there on the floor, still wouldn't be entertaining. Yes, he.
We came into the day with all this positive momentum about being. No!
I do.
Joe Hayes Berry.
Only one game. That's it. I just want to know the unicorn should be on display.
Baseball is back. The commissioner saved it.
He did.
He did. He saved the game. They're about to have one of their best years ever.
Yes, Paul.
To be fair to the Magic, can you guys guess which team has the lowest percentage of often filling their building? Like worst attendance in the NBA.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, worst attendance by percentage of people they put in the building compared to what it could hold.
Yes, Todd.
Atlanta?
Ooh.
I know you've said a number of times because you used to live there that they don't really support that team. Their team's so great.
No, that's a college football. They love their Georgia Bulldogs.
Hawks are in the middle.
I would go to the Omni, and that's when they had Dominique, and it'd be like, man.
Actually, I got to check that. The Atlanta Hawks, they're sold out every night. They do 17,000. This is this season.
Does 17,000 show up?
From what the reports, they have 100%, 103.9% okay. They're SRO, standing room only.
All right. Yes, Seton?
Not a lot of buzz with the Pacers.
Good guess. They're third from the bottom in attendance.
Yes, Todd?
Hornets? Jordan doesn't even want to be there. why would a Frankie and Sally want to go? Michael Jordan
Frankie owns it. Frankie and Sally.
Michael's like, he's bailing.
Okay. Hornets are bottom five.
All right. Marv, you got one?
Frissy took mine. I was definitely thinking Hornets. If Michael doesn't want to be there.
I'm going to go Nets.
Nets are kind of in the middle. They pretty much sell out. They just about sell out. About 17,000.
Oh, maybe that's because they bought tickets when Durant and Kyrie there. Okay. All right.
Your Wizards. They get about 83% full night to night. It's 17,000.
Kristaps Porzingis.
The Thunder are in a similar boat. The Thunder are getting 15,000 a night. That's only 84% full.
Even if the Thunder was correct, I wasn't going to say the Thunder because I don't want to pick on my team. That's going to be the surprise team next year. Yeah. Something. There's some logic in there somewhere. How about we take a break? Opening day. Hey, first day of spring
Let's
for
go.
Us. Yeah.
Go Pepper, we're off.
Ah, here All we right. go. Come on, babe.
Play ball.
Here stay. We go.
Good okay, what do you say to Ken? Okay, keep on. Yeah. Ken.
Come on. Come on, little Bing. Walks as good as a hit. When I would get up and they'd say, walks as good as a hit. And I'd be like, really? No, a hit is as good as a hit. Come on, Paul.
I had a buddy who was so bad at baseball, he played, he goes, the team coach, a manager would go, don't be afraid to lean into it. Don't like to get hit so you get up first. Don't be afraid to lean
get
into
Get a hit
it.
Or get hit. Get on base. Come on, here we go. All right.
That was like the Bad News Bears days when Walter Matthau kept encouraging him to get hit by a pitch. But that really hurts. I don't think I want to do that. Go ahead, lean into it.
Let's take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Best golf in the world played here. PGA Tour heads to the Lone Star State. Valero Texas Open. Coverage Saturday, 3:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Paulie's got the numbers of the Angels versus the Dodgers the last decade. Well, this can't be pretty.
Not pretty. In the regular season, the Dodgers over the past decade have won 931 games. They win 61% of the regular season games. Mm-hmm. Just about always in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The LA Angels of Anaheim in Anaheim, 743 victories. They're 48% of their games they win. Not as bad as it might seem.
Yeah.
In the postseason, the Dodgers have won 53 games, 53 postseason wins. I think they played 110 postseason games.
All right.
The past decade.
All right.
The Angels have no postseason wins and three losses. They have played 107 fewer postseason games in the past decade.
Probably going to continue that trend this year.
Okay. If you were the Angels GM, would you do this? You ask Ohtani's agent before the season starts, like over the past couple weeks, give me your number that you'll say yes to, where if we agree to it, it's over, Johnny, and you're here for 12 years. And if Ohtani's number is out of whack and he won't accept your counter, then you go into the season and start shopping. Because he couldn't be hotter as a shopping prospect.
True, but do you want to be the GM who's remembered for trading Ohtani away?
If the Cleveland Cavaliers had somehow traded LeBron James before he went to Miami. And I don't know if they even could have, but I don't think he had a no trade back then. Yeah. Let's say they could have. They knew he was not signing with them specifically at the end of that season. They knew he was going to do the tour.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a do-over,
would they have traded him?
Yeah. Didn't Byron Scott get the job after that?
Yeah.
They would have traded a 27-year-old, 26-year-old LeBron James for everything. And I don't know how it played out. That's the only comparison I can think of.
But you can get better quicker in the NBA than you can in baseball. You know, when you're drafting, you know, these kids right out of high school, and it usually takes 3, 4, sometimes 5 years for them to be ready to play. NBA, you might get somebody who's young and they're on the bench for 1 year or partially contributing after their second year. But you can get better because all you need is, you know, two really good guys or three really good guys, you know, then you can make an impact. I mean, look at the Cavs now. You pick up Donovan Mitchell. They've drafted well. They got a good team, dangerous team. Mobley's a really good player, and it's a balanced team. But, yeah, it's tricky when you go, okay, we're going to trade away that guy. Yes, Eden.
Would you rather be the GM known for having two odds-on favorites to win the MVPs and never getting to the playoffs, or the guy who let one of them go?
I would still rather keep Ohtani because that's bringing in fans. You know, how many players actually bring in fans? Where you would go, I'm going out of my way, I want to go see that guy play. Not many. Yes, he.
But just to play devil's advocate, doesn't winning bring in fans?
Winning.
I mean, a good player on a crappy team is cool, but okay. A winning team is better.
Okay, but I'll go back to what I said before. Would you rather keep Ohtani, Mike Trout, and not make the playoffs, or trade Ohtani, make the playoffs after you get a king's ransom for him? It sounds like, of course, you're going to say, I want a playoff team. But are you interesting? Do people care? Are you going to win? What if you just made the first round? Maybe you just made the playoffs. Because once again, there's no guarantee of who you're going to get. And your talent evaluators, what have they done for you so far or over the last decade or so? Ohtani fell in their lap. Yeah, Paul.
The Angels feel like, imagine if the Green Bay Packers had no playoff wins with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre.
Yeah.
What was that, a 30-year run-ish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if they didn't even advance to a second round of a playoffs. That's where the Angels kind of are.
Yeah.
They're entering, like, you know, that era.
But what if Ohtani says 12 years, $600 million? I'll sign today, 12 years, $600 million.
No. Yeah.
It's not a salary, career salary yet. Once he gets that contract, then we can do career.
It'd be great if that's how he walked into the office, though.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Like, what is this music playing here?
He could be playing. He'd be like John Cusack and say anything where he's got the boombox. Walking in really loud.
His interpreter comes in.
He doesn't need to interpret this.
No interpretation needed.
It's that international sign of money.
Yeah, he could do the Luka money sign. But, I mean, 12 years, $600 million. Is that crazy? Sounds crazy. But his value, wow. Is it a good problem to have? It's a problem because I don't know if he's going to stay there. And if you're, let's say you have 83 wins this year, you know, does Ohtani go, I could see where we're turning the corner? Or he might go, oh my God. That's where Mike Trout has to go, dude, if you can get out, you should go. You don't want to have 10 years, one playoff appearance like me. Yes, Marv.
What if they make one of those weird 2015 Royals runs where it's like, all right, I didn't expect to be here, but if they get to the NLCS or maybe even the World Series, is it, hey, you know what? I could stay here for a little bit longer.
Felt like he had proven people in the front office with the Royals, and they did well. I mean, it's always been, like, for the most part, a well-run organization. Yes, Todd?
But you know what you have with Ohtani and even Trout, maybe to a lesser extent these days. When you get this so-called King's Ransom, as you were saying, there's no guarantees. That doesn't mean you're going to the World Series or going anywhere near it. Why don't you stick with what you have, and this is a star, and people love to see him.
Yeah, but he might not want to stay because he might go, we're not getting any better. Why do I want to stay?
That would be a problem.
Thank you, Tom.
Clears that up.
2 hours of the books. And believe it or not, we got one more hour. More of your phone calls coming up. In case you're wondering, our starting lineup, Todd, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.